And welcome to the first podcast, Real News We Made Up. This is amazing. This is our first podcast, getting started. I'm really excited. We got two awesome guests here today.
He seems very nervous right
Fuck
now.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous.
He's fine. He's got this.
I'm not nervous.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie.
I got a sick intro for you guys.
All right, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like fucking ease up.
Ease up.
Fast line, ease the fuck up.
Guys, thank you for having us. I mean, first of all, we got Jamie Kennedy and
you
Jackie
just thanked
Tone.
Us for having you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, wow. Thank you for having us on our podcast.
Jackie, that's a tough guest right there.
No,
she keeps
I appreciate it.
Real. I like it.
No, she's doing the work for me because this is what I would be doing to him.
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
I should have.
But I know Vinny a long time. We just fuck with each other all day. That's what the whole friendship is.
We spent 3.5 hours last night so he could write this up just to bail on it 10 seconds in.
Jesus
Christ.
I know you. This is going to sound really weird in fifth grade, but I know how I know you more. You give me likes. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You like this and that.
Are we talking about tweet likes or Instagram likes?
Instagram.
That's how I
do. Oh, that's really? It pops up?
Yeah, it pops up.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
Well, probably because you're verified. Like, I sort of see who is verified and likes my shit, too. I'm not proud, but I definitely do see it.
So you don't see mine.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so Vinny's are somewhere down there
they're way at the bottom, not able to see those.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're going to change that here today for doing our podcast.
Thank God for Jackie, you'd still be reading an intro.
Dude. Hold on, I got a monologue I got to do.
Did you bring a dog?
Oh my God, when we finally get to your news story, dude, it's going to
take an hour
to read it.
No, we got
to
introduce our guests.
I'm so excited today. You still haven't introduced
me. Also, when Vinny asked us to do this, he did not mention it was the first one. So Jamie and I were both
yes, I did.
You didn't say it was the first one. You were like, come to my podcast. I was like, yo, this is tried and true. I'll fuck with you.
This is going to be the hottest podcast out. I'm
He
has overwhelming optimism.
I'm here for everything you do, though, Vin. You know that.
You guys.
This is a bully session.
I knew. How weird is it? This I knew it was his first.
That's because Jamie loves me.
And I was like,
me.
Yeah. how desperate am I?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Is it a test tape?
Sure. Just the higher your voice gets, the more not sure you are. I have no qualms about this, actually.
No. I'm excited. This
me
is
too.
One of the many jobs we have to do, Jackie, that we're talking about off camera. Okay. Yeah.
Well, look, I appreciate you guys having us on your project. okay. First of all, let me give you an introduction, please. You guys, Jamie Kennedy and Jackie Tone. Jackie, thank you for being here. We love you so much. For those that don't know who you are, they should. She's on Glow on Netflix. You got a third season coming out. Am I right?
Yes, third season coming out August 9th.
Hell yeah, man. That's exciting.
It's a doozy, too. It's really, really exciting. I think it's super different from the other seasons. It's sort of like darker and more, I mean, it's always dramatic, but there's 14 girls on camera. It's going to be dramatic, but it sort of gets into the lives of a lot of the other characters. I think a lot more than the other seasons did. And it really, the whole sort of show in a good way really cracks open.
That's amazing.
It's cool.
I mean, I love the show.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. And stand-up comedian, you're fucking hilarious.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is for the people that don't know.
I thought you'd moved on to Jamie, so I was like ready to log in. And you were like, oh, still talking about me.
Keep going. Shower
her.
Okay, yes. I will say, last night, I probably watched like 40 minutes of your highlight reels. And like, I watched like your acting reel. Everything on your website.
Where are they?
On your website.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I watched all
of it. What's on that website? I haven't looked at that website in years.
Well, you have a website?
Oh, no.
Well, because
I'm a cam girl. So
I don't have
it's
a
like,
website.
I haven't looked at my website in a long time. I have to check it. Oh, no. I feel kind of caught, but okay.
No.
Like,
your stuff
by myself. Okay, good.
You got some pipes.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, like, man.
Yeah.
The singing's incredible.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
You didn't know that? She can sing her face off.
Jackie, can
we talk about your animation show at all?
Sure, absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? She's got an animation show coming out.
Yeah, I've created you guys might know. Do you guys know Mike Scharf? He's an animator. He's good friends with D'Elia and all those guys. Anyway, he and I created an animated preschool musical series, and Kristen Bell came on board to produce. Then we brought it over to this company, Gaumont, and then we got bought and picked up, and whatever the term is, got him a noob. We got greenlit by Amazon last September, and we are doing a casual 52-episode first season.
That's insane.
EPing and then writing all the music with my friend Dave Schuler for 52 episodes, and Kristen and I and a cast of other colorful characters are voicing.
So you're not busy?
It's cuckoo, cuckoo, but it's great. It's great.
Wow.
Wow. How long are these episodes?
She stepped
11 up. Minutes. So it's like, okay. Basically it's a 26 episode season of like two 11 minute couples, but we're still making 52 episodes, like yeah, 52 stories and scripts and songs, and it's kooky. It's fabulous.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, now we really thank you for coming so we can do your podcast, your first episode. That's amazing.
Wow. I gotta tell you, I just did two self-tapes for Netflix, and I'm pretty tired. And, you know, it was a couple scenes.
Dude, I have stuff. A story I tweeted for you that I've once. Never told you.
You have a story for me.
But I want them to talk about you first, but I really always wanted to tell you this, and I may as well tell you it here.
Should we start with the story?
No, not yet. Uh-oh. Jamie Kennedy,
no,
come on. We got to talk
about who the freaking star is.
Uh-oh.
Jamie, let me give you a nice little intro, please.
Yes,
please,
go
please.
For it.
Okay, and our other guest, Jamie Kennedy. And for those of you that don't know, probably already know too as well, Malibu's Most Wanted. Yes. You had a hit show on WB, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, right?
Yes.
You know him from Scream, the Scream horror films.
Yes.
And my favorite dude, the heckler. Have we talked about this?
We haven't talked about
man,
that.
Oh, man. You know how I don't know why I've never talked to you about this, but I love your documentary, The Heckler.
You liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome,
dude.
I
also loved it.
You loved it. Oh, yeah.
Of all the projects, that was like, I'm a comedian, so that's got to be my favorite.
It hits the nerve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of...
It's just really well done. You guys killed it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or just you.
It was mm-hmm. like, you know, I wanted to discover and explore why people feel the need to get shout out. But it's not...
Make your thing about them.
Yes. You know,
get out of here.
You know how it is when people shout out, you know, it's just, I was helping.
Yeah.
Also, right. Like, I don't deal well with it. Like, I watch certain comics really dig in. I go from 0 to 100.
You do?
Yeah. I just basically go like, man, shut the fuck up. Or, you know, nobody wants to hear from you. Raise your hand if you want to hear from this. But like, I don't end up doing crowd work about it. I just try and shut them down as quickly as possible. But sometimes the audience turns on you because they're like, well, no need to be mean.
I've tried that too.
Do you go like, yeah, because I, through making the movie, I've definitely learned about the levels, and it's like, you know, Arsenio says it's like the first thing, and then it's like he goes right for the juggler. You know what I mean? Like, death to your family. It's like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like, but
shut them up.
It depends, like, because there, listen, if I was, had an amazing tightest hour and I was ready to go, like when I'm doing that and the crowd is hot and it's moving and somebody interrupts, yeah, then I want to keep going.
Right.
But if it's like a late show on a Friday,
you're at the
it's like somebody heckles, all right, maybe I can go for 8 minutes.
Sure.
So, but do you feel like that, or do you?
I shouldn't say I never play.
Yeah.
I definitely engage. What I don't do is ignore it. I definitely
You cannot.
Yeah. I definitely engage. I've invited people up.
Really?
Asked them to do their best couple minutes. Yeah.
I'm terrified you're really of doing great.
That. Yeah.
You're really dealing with it.
Yeah, you provoke it.
Yeah. I invited in. It doesn't really go well. Sometimes when I do it, I'll go home and be like depressed or something because I'm like, the audience doesn't like that. The audience doesn't want to see me eviscerate this person verbally. That's not fun for anybody.
I can't even imagine you fucking with people like that. You're so nice. I can't even imagine you'd be like,
I wasn't that nice
up.
To you when we started this podcast. No, it's like,
that's
true.
That's
very
true.
You got a point.
It is that vibe. It is sort of like, because if you could do that, you know, it's that sort of curt. Yeah. It's not the most attractive version of myself, that's for sure.
Let me tell you, it's not going away. People are more entitled than ever.
Yeah. Because they've got their own channel. And their own Insta and their own thing and their own pod. And they're like, I can be heard too. Okay, so I'll come to your thing and I'll sit quietly.
See, at least with like, tell me if you guys believe this. We're really taking over your
podcast. No, this is great.
No, you're guys, we're here to listen. Yeah.
See,
it's your first time, so we get it.
See, with Jackie, you can hear her sing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, okay, talent, discernible, measurable, right?
Yeah.
You can't fake singing, right? Acting, I could look at her and say, great actress, I know, but some people might be harder to discern what acting is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like comedy is going in a weird way that way, because I feel like if people get a like on something or a good comment, all of a sudden they think they're brilliant.
100%.
And it's
I can get on stage. It's like, oh, it's
and it's like, by the way, it got everyone try it, and you should try it. But I just feel like the art form sometimes gets overlooked and how painful and hard it is.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The egos on a 13-year-old kid are already through the roof. Imagine giving them 100,000 followers. I want to make a Black Mirror episode about, like, kids in, like, seventh grade and how they just, like, value themselves on following.
Oh, it's so...
How sick was it before? You were bullied before. Now you got, like, this kid's going to bully you because you got 2,000 followers and he's got 100,000?
Yes.
That's 12?
Scary, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But like it's these. That's what I'm saying. Like comedy, though, I don't know. The laughs are the boss.
But hasn't comedy always? I mean, it's always been so. It's deeply subjective. I mean, certain people are you know, a lot of people I know, their favorite comic, and I'll watch and just be like, I don't know what I'm looking at here.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And certain people I am obsessed with, and they're never going to break through because they're so weird.
Yeah.
But I'm like, are you doing your act backwards? What's happening here? I love this. It's like real. Bizarro world.
But if they're...
But I also love the mainstream. I'm not saying I only like priding myself on loving indie. I'm just saying it is very subjective is all.
Yeah. You're right. It is subjective. Mm-hmm. But it's like you can tell if somebody can do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just saying.
That's
it's
true.
It's easier to put the moniker comedian on your Instagram than I think than singer.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with that?
100%.
Because you can't...
For anybody. Or public figure.
Yeah, public figure.
Oh, my God. Public figure.
Wait, no. Social influencer, Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
All right,
that's
don't get me started.
Word. Okay.
All right, let me explain to the people.
We really went down.
We really did.
That's
so
great.
When is this going to start?
I guess we can explain the podcast format.
Yeah.
Again.
Someone turn these mics on.
Yeah. He was not recording the entire time. We got to start over. So we have two news stories. I'm going to read off two. He's going to read off two. One of them is completely fake, completely fabricated that we made up. The other one is true. We found it off the internet. Credible source. Both of them are going to sound insane. They're both going to sound funny. One is going to be fake, and you got to figure it out.
Yeah. Ready.
And you can do as much as you want to try and debunk it.
You can
it.
Ask us no. as many questions as you want.
Oh, like no, except yeah. look it up.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
anything
yeah.
I want.
No lifelines.
You can't call anybody.
Hi, Mom. Do you remember when this happened?
All right. Here we go. First news story. Here's the headline. American Airlines removes passenger who won't stop doing pull-ups. All right. Here we go. The bizarre incident happened on American Flight 2763, which was flying from Phoenix to Boston. Passenger David Markowski said the unnamed suspect appeared to be intoxicated when boarding the plane with a woman and two dogs. He was leaning up against where you put two bags overhead, and a passenger came by and said, "What are you going to do, some pull-ups?" And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody, Markowski said. Things got tense for a short time later after the man ordered some alcoholic beverages aboard the plane. He would sit down, Markowski said. The flight attendant probably asked him about three or four times to sit down. Things got heated enough, the pilots, that they made an unscheduled stop in Kansas City, Missouri, so the passenger could be removed by law enforcement. Then the flight continued to Boston. FBI agents interviewed the passenger, but he was not taken into custody. No charges have been filed against him. The plane arrived in Boston about 90 minutes late. Okay, can you hold your questions? And that's the story.
I would let him debunk while it's fresh in the brain.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, don't make him hold on to it for...
There was a part of it that sounded really written by Vinny.
What, the pull-ups
so,
part?
Yeah. AKA Protector. The whole thing, baby. That was obviously written. No, there was one part that was like... real colloquial. It was like, and then he also said this other thing that he said, and I was like, a reporter didn't write that. Vinny wrote that, but I could be wrong.
Watching you guys look at each other.
All I could think of while I was listening was like, Vinny sat like which one of these he did write. So we just sat there and wrote a fake.
Yeah, that was a lot to write.
Like
right?
That's a lot. Like,
well, they're both going to be the same
I
length.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, he sat there and wrote.
They're comparable in length. We both made them like 225 words.
Yep. Daniel Markowski. Like he sat there and thought of Daniel Markowski. Like it's one of the cutest things that's ever happened.
I think we should wait to comment till we hear the second one.
Fair.
Yeah.
I just
okay.
think you'll mem.
That's
I don't
fair.
Know if I'll remember. Okay.
I'll remember.
Okay. Ready?
It was pull-ups on a plane.
Pull-ups on a plane.
Remember, I'm just saying minutia.
All right.
Florida man arrested for using toilet on roof of his own home.
See, it's already hard because it's Florida. It's
yeah.
This is going to be...
Dude, everything happens in Florida.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, ready?
/ nothing.
Yeah, or nothing, yeah. After a few weeks of back and forth feud between angered residents, a man in Pensacola,
Pensacola,
Florida.
Pensalinska.
Dude,
what?
Penicillin.
Dude, penicillin. Dude, Peninsula, Florida, dude.
Tell you which one he didn't write.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay.
Peninsula.
That's it.
Was arrested for. How do you know? Hold on.
If you okay.
Let me finish reading, goddammit. You don't know.
Jack is so good.
All right, you're right. This was Go the ahead. Fake one. Was arrested for installing and using a toilet on the roof of his own home that a direct line of sight into his neighbor's bedroom window. Pensacola PD reports that formal complaints have been filed as far back as January when Stephen Adoyan was upset over the fact that his neighbor Andrea Taylor's excessive Christmas lights have been removed 4 weeks after the holiday. The decorations didn't violate any city codes, so Mr. Adoyan took matters into his own hands by installing $1,000 worth of Halloween decorations on the foremost part of his lawn, including 7 animated jack-o'-lanterns, 3 12-foot-tall inflatable witches, and, according to witnesses, over 500 small plastic ghost figures. Mr. Adoyan, Mr. Adoyan later pressed charges against Mrs. Taylor's after waking late on a Sunday morning to see what the decorations have been tipped over, popped, or stolen. The matter went to civil court where it was dismissed after Craigslist posting was found from a nearby county where 3 teenagers were selling discounted Halloween items. Mr. Adoyan was given a misdemeanor for public indecency, fined $500, and given an additional fine for violating construction codes. Mr. Adoyan has since removed the toilet, and the neighbors have not spoken since. So wow. One of these is real, one
that
of these is fake.
The second one is fascinating because that guy is so vindictive. His neighbor wouldn't take her lights down for 4 weeks, which is a long time. But I remember driving around when I lived in Long Island with my parents. But when I was a kid, like driving around in March and seeing that shit and being like, take it down, Steve. But also like, it was fine. But like 4 weeks is not even, I mean, it's a lot, but it's not insane. Mm. And then.
It's not insane.
So then he installs a toilet so he could piss into it, and then while looking in her window, so he's like peeing and like looking.
Staring her down. Why was he mad at her?
Because of her Christmas decorations.
She wouldn't change the feud over there.
But then he got all the Halloween ones on.
Yeah. I'm going to go really simple.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida one is definitely real.
Same.
And the first one is fake.
Are you guys, we're going to count this out for sure? Are you guys sure?
100%.
Yeah, because here's why. It's already simple. She already busted you on the spelling, which is great. Second of all, that's Florida, and that's underselling it. And third, I really do like the American Airlines.
We might be wrong because they're high-fiving.
But they could also be fake.
And you guys are both wrong.
Yeah.
So we'd really? Like to share to you.
Wow.
This is how this podcast works.
And
surprise.
And the reason why he couldn't read Pensacola is because he didn't write it.
I didn't write it. He wrote it.
I
wrote
that. And I thought he could have wrote it.
How amazing is that? So
here's why it's not amazing. Just give you a little. Give you a little. Give you
now
a little.
Now you're coming after me, and I'm not going to
tell you. I'm coming after both of you, and that's how it started, and that's how it'll finish. Now, here's why it's not amazing. Because you framed it, which is fine. I'll get hoodwinked any day of the week. You framed it like these were Vinny's and these were yours. So had we known anybody could have written any one, it would have been a different story.
Podcast illegal. Flag on the podcast.
Totally illegal. I'm just
illegal podcast move.
Well, we just got
okay, so to be fair, he wrote the headline. And then he also read Pensacola last night, and then apparently between last night and this morning forgot.
Yeah, how to say
I
it.
I had him
What's it
read
called?
It.
I'm proud of you,
Pensacola,
man.
Thanks.
But let's be honest.
That should be a soda.
They both could be very real.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's the point. I mean, they both could be. That the first one seems...
Really?
Oh, is insanely real. The first one I had no trouble believing. For me, it wasn't based on reality of story. It was based on... Illiteracy by Vin. And very colloquial writing in the first one that was like
Stop using big words.
We're gonna we're gonna change the name of this podcast to Vinny's Bullied for an hour. I think these are both ridiculous. The fact that this guy got arrested for, I mean, they had to land a plane for him doing pull-ups.
Yeah. It's hard to do a pull-up there. That would be weird.
I'm trying to think
what's
where
the fine for that?
Would have happened.
From the overhead.
The overhead bin.
Opening the bin.
He's just doing it.
On someone's, is it his seat?
He's just, no.
My point is like, if someone's sitting in that aisle and he's like, hey, I'm a dip. Like,
yeah, he's just getting.
He's literally
nuts.
Just
you know
jumping
what I'm
up
saying?
And down. Yeah, just nuts, just right
he's
here.
Just getting scrotum from forehead to chin, just over and over.
Yeah,
I had heard like once you said he was drunk, anything, all bets are off.
Yeah,
and I had heard that someone had taken a dookie in first class on someone's tray. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's
really?
First class. That's forecast. The first class lore. So. I believe anything in my plane.
Oh,
people 100%. Are psycho.
I mean, the story
that doesn't even feel that The pull up one was a great one, but it, I was like, it doesn't feel fake at all.
Because the guy said, "What are you going to do, pull ups?" So the guy was like,
"But they had to land a plane." That guy has to pay the fees, the refunds for the passengers.
Is that what happens?
I mean, I think they have to. He's
drunk.
When they land the plane, they have to. No,
I don't.
Are you sure?
No,
he doesn't have to have pull up insurance to pay.
That's your next podcast called FDCA. Whatever. That's like, come on, that's a lot.
But you got to say that was a pretty good news story.
You killed.
The one he read.
You tricked us.
I mean, that was pretty good.
I mean, I will say you undersold the reveal because you're supposed to just click the video. But you know,
what do you mean?
You had to get all giddy and high fucking five me,
dude. What do you mean?
Oh, the reveal was supposed to be here's how you show it's real and then click play and then show the video.
Oh, he was so pre.
I was excited.
Three hours last night preparing this. It'd be nice and formatted and then he
I'm not the only one roasting you.
Oh my God.
Stumbling and possibly intoxicated and it only got worse from there. Passengers on board a flight from Phoenix finally landed at Logan Airport after 1 o'clock this morning. Their trip delayed by an unexpected landing in Kansas City because of an unruly passenger.
The next thing we came out and said we're going to be diverted to Kansas City to get him off the plane.
David Markowski says the man got on the plane with a woman and two dogs. He says his behavior was off from the beginning.
He was leaning up against the where you put the bags overhead. And a passenger came by and said, what are you going to do, some pull-ups? And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody.
Passengers tell WBZ the man ordered drinks on board, and a short time later, the situation turned tense.
The flight attendant probably asked him about three or four times to sit down, and he refused to sit down.
That's good.
And then he really
this
got
verbally abusive. This guy's so nervous.
Start calling him
this
names.
Guy's excited. He's like, I'm on the news.
Probably afraid the jackdude's going to hunt him down.
Once the plane landed in Kansas City, law enforcement responded and removed the man.
Security came onto the plane.
Yeah, we
did you see, did you tell us that it happened in Boston?
I said if, it says Phoenix to Boston. Does that make sense? A Bostonian would
have helped me a little bit. That would have helped me a little bit.
Just a townie just being like,
it's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't make it seem like he was a Bostonian, like a fucking fucker. We would have.
Yeah.
That might have tricked. I'm gonna say that tricked me a little.
All right. Well, that's the point here.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Good job. But you were so happy.
I know, dude.
He couldn't.
Did I jump the gun on us there? But you were.
I was more than with you. I had no doubts.
Glenn knew what the story was.
And also, by the way, said David Markowski perfect. And I was like, that's a made up name that like. That Vinny made that he probably went to high school with someone by that name, and that's why he can say it so easily.
David Markowski.
Yeah, because then he can't say Pensacola. So why would you be able to say David Markowski? You know what I mean? So it's like,
because I'm illiterate. I'm a comedian. I can't.
Yeah.
I
by the way, what was read? The what was the story?
Oh, the story. It's not even that interesting, but it was like a huge devastation to me when it happened, which was I was supposed to test for. The Jamie Kennedy experiment.
Wow.
And you guys were looking for a lady comic. I was a kid. I was like 22 or something.
Yes.
And I went in for casting. I went in for producers. And they were like, you're going to meet Jamie. And was your executive producer's name Quincy? Was there someone on the show named Quincy? Anyway, some other person, I was going to meet you and this other major EP. And it would have been like one of my first gigs. I was testing. It would have been huge for me. And my parents were in town. And we went to huge. And we went to Target and my agent was calling me off the fucking hook and I missed the calls. And then finally we get back in the car. I'm like, why did my agent call me so many times? And, it was because we were at Target while the screen test was happening and you and your producer and there was only one other actress that was in contention and you guys saw her. And because I didn't make it and then I called my agent and I was like, let's call it a Monday. I was like, you said it was Tuesday. She's like, I did. This is like I'm begging them to see you again, but they liked the other girl and she was, you know, they went with her and that's that.
Wow.
And I fired her.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Damn.
Over me.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge, like, how do you fuck that up?
Yeah.
Cutthroat.
Well, no, I mean.
Not even. I was with her. In fact, I actually kind of regret it. She was, I mean, till now I'm happy with my reps, but for a long time, like, I mean, that was when I was 22. I didn't book low till I was in my mid-30s. Like, I didn't work for a long time. And this woman was a ball buster. She was amazing, but she lived in Long Island, and I felt like. She just didn't have her finger on the pulse. And then she fucked up this time. And I was like, it's time to move on. I need someone in LA who's like, And so I left her and I don't know, kind of regret it.
Wow.
Well, you blew it.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
I mean, you're not on the show.
I am not on the show.
We went with someone else.
You did.
You know, we're considering you.
And all the times I've seen you, I've been like, should I
we're
tell?
Considering.
Thank you for, I feel, thank you for.
Wow. That's beautiful. Actually, first of all, I have to remember that. That's crazy.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
It was a crazy experience. So, I was like, how do you, and I was like.
I would have definitely saw you because I'm artist first. Probably they were pushing to make an answer, but I don't know because we never had regular cast members. We cast people on roles.
How long ago was
that? So your agent might have lied and said that it was a regular.
Maybe, but I was like
so testing. That's another reason for firing.
I don't know. I mean, it's such a long time ago. Wow. I don't remember what the role even was, but I had to like do characters and do bits and like have all this shit prepared.
So you never came in.
And I was improvising, not for you, for everybody else.
So you did go in.
Yeah, no, I went in for casting. I went in for producers. Great. I went in for everybody. Okay. Then I was finally meeting you. It was like the last
step. But we never met.
Nope.
Yeah, she actually requested you do the podcast so she could shit on you and say,
you didn't fucking put me on. Right.
Wow.
You fucked up, dude.
Well, you're doing great.
You're killing it now.
You're killing it. You're on Netflix.
Aww. Thank you.
And I'm self-taping. Dude, see how it works?
Tremor 6.
I'm in Tremor 6. There you go. It's deep in your queue.
Okay.
It's so deep in your queue. It's on Hulu.
You guys are both
killing. Ow, it hurts. It's so deep in my queue.
Ow. But Jamie. No, that's beautiful. You know what's crazy? Another Mark Saratella told me that I used to go to his restaurant all the time. And then I was a good tipper.
Hey. Wow. So see that? He used to be a good tipper.
Damn. He used to be.
But, that's a great story. So we're cool though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, the show got canceled.
We never weren't. You didn't just was miss, a bummer. I you just didn't was miss like, anything. How did you? I mean, I did. It was
your agent fucked up.
Yeah,
they fucked up.
Damn. Well, you guys got your own paths now.
Yeah. Well, you know, these
look at you guys.
Happen.
We're over here trying to make our own. Wow. We're trying to fucking.
I'm not like at home losing sleep over that, but there was a time that I was.
Yeah.
Wow. Where I was like, Jamie, I would watch it and be like, that could be me.
You got a special you just recorded.
I just shot, yeah.
Whoa!
And now I'm trying to figure out when we're just finished editing it, so now we're submitting.
Congrats!
It. Wow! Well, man, see what
hell,
happens.
Yeah, but hell yeah!
Yeah,
that's exciting, doing the dude. Work is.
How many years since the last one?
8 years.
Whoa!
But wow. It's I did three, and this will be my fourth. And I did enough, and then I was like, and then comedy changed around 2015, mm-hmm. where you have to put out a special every 2 weeks.
That's right.
And so I was like, I'm behind the times.
Do you have a new hour?
Dude. Yeah.
It's 2 weeks have passed.
Yes. So like, but
that's
I.
That's sad, but true.
No, it's, well, it, no, because it's content.
Yeah,
you have
but now
to.
People are doing the hours. They're doing hours within like, literally, I mean, within a year.
But it's good. Let I mean, people is it create. Though? Let you, them yeah. create. Hey, man, if you got something to say, and people want to watch it, go for it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they have Netflix launched, what, 50 specials in 1 year?
Crazy.
That's
I think
crazy.
Last
like
week. At least, right?
Yeah, it was like in a year. I feel like it's more than that.
And then they did the whole stand-ups. They did the Comedy Around the World thing with like the 42.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
They've done so
yeah,
much.
But look at how much bigger comedy is.
It's
yeah.
huge.
I mean, I was at the Factory last night on a Monday. It was sold out.
Yeah.
So comedy is more busy mm-hmm. than it's ever been.
And I did shows in New great. York and all my fans were there, about 17 people. It was incredible.
Yeah,
yes.
I was proud of you. Proud
it's of amazing. You want to do your news stories?
Sure. Yeah,
yeah, let's see if we
stump
them up.
That's a great story, by the way, Jackie. I'm
how
sorry.
Cool.
Thanks.
And then you guys are.
Never told it before because
you guys are doing this
never
hit
did a
podcast
pod with Jamie. So together. I was like, it was the time was right.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll read the.
Toss. Say it.
What?
This popper stopper smells
you're
so bad. I'm having to keep my face away from
it. We got
it.
A Febreze these things?
It's crazy.
And it's about 39 other podcasters that have used it.
I didn't want to say it out loud. I was
Sam Tripoli was in that one, so we got to call him.
No, I don't know. It's okay.
Lifeline?
No, I think it's the same thing when I do stand-up. Like, yeah. Everybody's mouth is on that fucking
yeah,
mic,
it's
so
gross.
It's real saliva-ish.
Who's I want to bring out one of those.
Who's to say it's not me who fucking...
I've never known.
Oh, I feel like I'm... Yours doesn't smell?
No, mine doesn't.
Oh, God
smell.
Bless. Wow. Maybe then, maybe it's me.
Maybe
it's my breath
maybe
making it bad.
It could be glass.
Because I'll tell you
has nothing to do with the dog on your lap.
No, because I'll tell you something. It happens to me all the time. So the common denominator.
No, microphones often do smell like ass.
It could be me.
Yes. No.
Okay. Good.
You're good. I haven't smelled anything.
I'm so confused what happened right there.
I'm disgusting.
Do you want to switch mics?
No, I don't care. I don't care.
All right, let's fire off on this one.
Ready?
I'm listening.
All right, headline. 69-year-old Dutch man attempts to legally lower his age to 49.
What?
Says dropping 20 years from his age will put him in a luxurious position on Tinder. Emil Radoband has filed a lawsuit against the Dutch government requesting that his date of birth be switched from March 11, 1949 to March 11, 1969. And he says, "We live in a time where you can change your name and change your gender. Why can't I decide my own age?" Radoband told the court in Arnhem that having an official age that did not reflect his emotional state and it was a challenge for his career and love life. He also stated that giving his real biological age to a prospective date was cramping his style. "I feel much younger than my age. I am a young god. I can have all the girls I want, but not after I tell them that I am 69. I feel young, I am in great shape, and I want this to be legally recognized because I feel abused, aggrieved, and discriminated against because of my age." The judge acknowledged Radoband's argument, noting that the law does allow people to change their gender. However, he also noted that allowing people to change their birth date would mean legally deleting part of their lives. A written ruling is expected within 4 weeks.
Hmm. Well, so you're giving us this story without even a ruling. That's wowee.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing about it that felt fake, because it felt very real. I love the part where he called himself a sex god.
A young god.
A young god. He's a young god. Mm. But the part that felt fake was that he said he'd feel more luxurious on Tinder. And that just feels like the wrong use of a word.
Damn.
But I will say that this fucking idiot feels like he would say that. Like the guy who calls himself a young god would also be like, "I'll be more luxurious on Tinder." Like,
yeah.
And he's from the Netherlands, you said?
Yeah,
Dutch. It could have been a weird word grab.
Yeah, like it could have been like trying to speak English and just pulling luxurious out of the lexicon.
Really breaking it down. It's good observations.
That's what we do.
I'm not going to be...
Well, there's a prize.
Could go one or one of the
there's a prize, isn't there?
Yeah, we get to go home.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Jackie.
Guys, thanks for doing our podcast.
You know what it is? This podcast is called Death by a Thousand Cuts.
It's also, I felt like it was a good time for that joke. It was,
no,
I don't
timing
even mean
is everything.
It, right?
Timing
like,
is everything.
I literally could sit here for 2 hours and fuck around with you guys.
You guys.
Just felt like a good time to say that joke.
I've been bullied my whole life, so this is what I'm used to.
No, you haven't, have you?
Yes,
when
has.
I was a kid, yeah.
Why, you're so cute.
Oh, man.
Isn't it funny?
I was too tiny and small.
Oh, mini.
Mini.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was picked on. Yeah, that changed. Like, I don't know. Maybe it didn't. You guys have been fucking picking on me.
Yeah, no, I don't think it.
I'm done with this podcast. Jamie, do you want to?
I already have my thoughts.
Okay.
On that.
Read the next one. Read the next one.
Are you going to wait to tell your thoughts till after the second one, or are you telling me?
It could be very real.
Yeah.
He seems very reserved.
Could be. I honestly, we're in such kismet.
Me and you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Is it a Yiddish word?
It's a what yes, it? But what it means word? Kismet means or that
I'm in such far vibe. Like I have everything she said, I agree with.
Okay. Same.
You're so in, whatever. That
we were wrong
is.
Together last time, but that's
simpatico.
Fine. We agreed. Yes. Yep. We agreed with each other though.
Yes. Simpatico. We were wrong together, but we were right together.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We ready for round two?
Ready.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Headline is: three former Area 51 scientists confirm extraterrestrial life was present at the military base. As the movement to reveal the secrets held within the S4 base has become more and more prevalent, three more engineers have come forward with information that confirms alleged conspiracy theories. Daniel Staugus, 91, Jacob Gilbert, 86, and Mason Tavener, 88, co-workers from the defense systems team at the infamous base have jointly confirmed that extraterrestrial life did reside on the property for approximately 12 years. According to Mr. Tavener, directly after the crash landing in Roswell, New Mexico, 1947, a heavily classified mission was executed that brought in an estimated number of six unidentifiable persons to the lower levels of the facility. After an eight-year tenure, they collectively acquired enough information to confirm that alien life had been imprisoned on the property, stating, "We would see quite a few colleagues enter the lower levels for days at a time and then be relieved of duty due to medical reasons shortly after." Documentation confirms that all three did work for the USAF. The USAF nor the CIA has made any statement in regards to their claims or the various pieces of documentation they have provided. All three men are currently abstaining from making any further statements as they fear for their safety.
Did Vinny write any of these?
No.
You tricksters. Okay. Because now I'm starting to go like, this isn't, I don't think writing fake news stories is Vinny's specialty.
Nah, it's not my thing.
Uh-huh.
No. So my news stories would be
all
dumb.
Of them. Wow. Okay.
Maybe. No, by the way, for the future, we're going to have our fans and followers submit stories.
So in the future, he still won't write any.
Yeah. He's like, so in the future, just
dude,
so you know.
Dude, work smart. Not hard.
She's got such a good question on that, though, because it's so good.
Well, she's breaking it down.
But that was, so go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah.
These are really,
really
fucking good.
They
guys,
are good.
Good idea for a pod. Proud of you guys.
Good. Thank you.
Here
thank
this.
You.
Yeah.
Compliment.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good idea.
What's the pod?
Also, another compliment. You got us last time.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're dumb. You're smart. You guys nailed it.
Oh, my God. My head's going to explode from
good
happiness.
Good stories.
Good
These
stories.
Both could be very real.
I mean, they can. The thing about the Area 51 one is like, how... Why are we all not talking about confirmed extraterrestrials?
We are. Bob Lazar.
Yeah, Bob Lazar.
I mean, it's a pretty big thing right
it's
now.
It's a huge documentary.
Did you see
I
the
know,
documentary?
And then everyone wants to storm Area 51 and the whole thing. Yeah. No, I haven't seen the documentary. I want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
On
Netflix?
It's
on Netflix. You know Netflix.
Yeah.
It's on the Flix.
Did you hear Rogan's podcast, too,
with Bob
on
Lazar,
it?
Yeah.
No.
He had him on.
Oh,
it's a huge thing.
It's How becoming a bigger and bigger movement right now, especially with
I know, and everybody wants to go storm Area 51, and then everyone else is like, why don't we storm the kids in cages if we're all going to get together and do a thing? Why don't we...
Because they don't, they want to take an alien home, not a kid.
No, exactly. Yeah. In fairness, they're like, wouldn't even foster a dog, but I'd love to see an alien. Those are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this whole show is, I just cracked it open for your fans because now knowing Vinny doesn't write any, it makes it a little easier because you're like, oh, because all I'm looking for in any of these is like how Vinny talks.
Yeah.
And I wasn't finding
Which
it.
Which it doesn't
so
say
was...
dude or bro in the news article.
Yeah.
So it's
so true.
But then you said Panza Kalili Lili.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, that one's.
This is me trying to be professional. Why do you think it's so fucking hard?
Yeah, just don't try and be professional.
No, I mean, I want to do news stories that are professional.
Yeah. So. You don't have a future as a newscaster.
No, I do not. It's never going to happen.
Shit, Gene, what do you think?
Listen, they're both very good.
Yeah.
And the world is so fucking weird right now. Like, that Sweden story would be bullshit 10 years ago, but not today.
No, not at
so,
all.
So, but the Area 51, I feel that there would be more news about it that we would have heard and we haven't. I feel that...
Also, the Area 51 one is, like, very...
detailed, and those guys don't want to give their details, and they gave a date, 91.
Oh, that's true.
88.
It's also very on, like these guys were saying, it is sort of very on, not brand, on trend right now, that, like, what we're talking about right now, there's a lot of Area 51 talk right now, so that would be a good time to make that story up.
By the way, they did do the date.
Yeah.
I did not write these stories, but they do have dates about the whole Roswell thing. They actually have, like, if you look up those YouTube videos, you get all fucking drunk and
what
late
do you
at
mean?
Night. Look, they talk about, like, you know, this the conspiracy theories of, like, you know, you see
yeah,
when they had those
yeah,
aliens.
I'm saying that he used the dates of when they supposedly work there.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
That could, 91.
It
could make it fake. Yeah.
Class of 87.
I will ages, also yeah. say... that Vinny defending that one makes me think we're on to something.
Ooh, reverse it, the reverse.
Damn.
See, I'm going to go with her instincts of acting.
Okay.
Right? I like how good. All of the debate that has been happening from that side is strictly based on Vinny's personality.
Uh-huh. Well, because you're very... No, because you're...
None of it's been like factually say, based. It's just been like,
yeah.
Vinny could not have written
well,
this. Vinny's defending it.
That is true.
This is like poker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's you know the thing I mean? Is, I think the truth is you're, you gotta know I love Vinny, you're a better poker player. You're being, you read them both the same, you didn't fuck up any words, you were very straightforward, you were informational, and so there isn't anything about your performance or reading or stories that we can go like, you, so we don't
and
know.
It's really
so
actually
to,
not fair because we know Vinny, so either we should get rid of him
yeah.
to have it that a person we don't know,
yeah.
or it's not fair that you're here and we don't know you.
Oh.
So we're both reading our own bullshit into it.
Uh-huh.
I just got to add words like butthole in my stories.
It's projection, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we can do that, then the story, it'll throw you off.
So you, and so I have my thought. What's your thought?
I mean, I think the Area 51 one is fake because the other one is so absurd and I think it's probably just one of those real just totally insane news stories, and the Area 51 one feels a little en vogue right now that we're talking about Area 51 in
God I looked at his lips.
Interesting.
His lips went
is that your
when
is,
you did that look
what does he, that mean
his
well
lips,
I don't know I felt
no,
like
no I'm
we
looking
were...
at their poker tell.
Ooh.
And then Vinny was kind of bummed but then seemed he seemed bummed at first
bummed about what this
so
one
yeah, it
no,
just
no.
depends
I
on how much
to go this way.
It depends on how much we really care about getting this right, because if we get it right then we're 1-1 and we have a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah.
Which we have the headline for the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I'm so with Jackie. We're vibing, even though she didn't get my show. We're very much
I didn't even get a chance to get a target.
What'd you buy, by the way? Anything good? Was it worth it?
Too bad. duvet.
You fucking bought a duvet instead of going to a network screen.
Yes.
I've been replaced. So I'm going to go. I totally believe that the first one is real. Sweden is real.
Okay.
Same. Let's just say Area 51 is fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Point to the screen. Don't ruin it again.
You guys.
Okay. Don't ruin it.
Can you play the real news clip? Good call, Jackie. Video? You can start like 30 seconds in. It's fine. I texted it to Vinny.
Let's talk to Bobby Toptofsky again.
I texted it to you.
Okay, then I'll mail it back to him. And as we're doing that, at least we can ask you another question. Because first of all,
or you could cut this part out.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, we could do that. He's got to do that work.
Elton Case.
Think we didn't know?
He's the stud.
Elton Case is doing everything and still giving me life.
You guys, I bring value to the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm nice.
No, you also brought us here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you'll probably bring a lot of fun rap people here.
The Wrangler.
I didn't want to like sacrifice my friends as the first lambs I let.
Oh, come on. What the hell?
This is a test tape, right?
Oh, no. What do you mean? This is one of the best podcast ideas.
This is the best podcast we've done.
Wow,
yeah,
incredible.
This is your guys' best one so
this
far.
Is the best
that's
one.
Great. I feel like, good.
Yeah,
about
again,
that.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
We really do appreciate you guys.
It's
okay, can I mail this to you, Aaron?
You still haven't?
Just no, tell us.
What have you been doing?
He hasn't.
Yeah?
I'll tell the Area 51 one is fake.
Yes!
Nice.
Yeah! We knew it!
The craziest part to me is that you nailed the psychology of it perfectly.
Yeah, which was that because it's on Vogue
because
right now?
I literally said to him, I was like, I'm going to write an Area 51 one because it's very untrend right now.
Exactly.
And that the only thing the only thing I should have put in there is that like the story was released like 2 days ago because he was like, amazing, there's not more coverage. So I could have
covered that.
You did the
right,
91.
Right.
You said class 91.
Which, by the way, I told you the details.
Ages, yeah.
Remember, and I even said specifically, I was like, the dates. He had two dates in there. I go, delete one of those dates.
Yeah, I put their ages on there.
But sometimes the details make it super real because I feel like in news stories all the time they're telling you the year people graduated and unnecessary information.
But there would be no details in Area 51, certain things because it's so classified.
Yeah, that's why we removed the details of just like 8-year tenure.
You guys are smart.
Well, hey, but now I believe you're done because we're on your psychology train. And so
I didn't expect the psychological element to be such a heavy part of this. I thought it was going to become like factual.
Well, you're a good guest. It's all downhill from here, bro.
No, it's not.
What we do. We read the situation. We're comics and actors.
When there's fans and followers submitting stories, then it's going to get complicated because then you have to read the psychology of what they wrote. By the way, his writing is incredible.
Yeah,
off
really,
the hook.
Truly,
dude,
truly great.
Dude, can I just say
like you can vine and write?
Wow. Oh my god,
dude,
literally
he wrote
the
seven.
Only guy.
He wrote seven animated jack-o'-lanterns, 3 12-foot-tall inflatable witches.
Yeah, that was really.
But
good.
By the way, when I heard that, is one of the major reasons I thought it was real.
I know, and then you heard 500 plastic ghost figures, and you were like, "What the?"
And that's a to do before a podcast. That's a to do.
Yeah, that's serious.
Which, by the way,
and by the way, it's believable.
100%.
Yeah, it was a hard one.
I would write a pull-up story.
I purposely did Florida Man. As soon as you said Florida Man, you're like, it's wide open. I was like, I had to. That's the cover up.
Yeah.
Because every onion article starts Florida Man.
Yeah. I think every state should do that. Nobody gives a shit about the names.
Is there a second to Florida Man? Is there like another state?
No, Florida Man is his own thing.
What's the next one?
Is it Iowa Man? They should have every state should
you
do
never
that.
Hear about
no,
Iowa
No, you don't.
Man.
You, only
you never hear about Delaware Man.
Yeah.
Florida Man.
Delaware.
I think every state should do that.
Rhode Island.
You don't even hear L.A. Man.
Nobody gives a shit about the names. I don't remember it's my friends' names. We're not gonna follow this dude on Facebook. Nobody gives a fuck.
You gotta watch.
Look at this guy, Dutchman.
Young
69.
God. That is a young god. A young.
Look at that guy, dude. He's gonna be so much more luxurious on Twitter.
She called him when she said that. I think it was a mispronunciation of the English language. It's a weird word grab. But that's when you called it the Dutch.
He's gonna
and Dutches are kind of like not emotionally attached.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna say luxurious.
But also they do speak. It's interesting because they speak more languages than we do. Certainly,
yeah.
Dude, the guy's age being 69 is so ridiculous. So, it feels like it'd be fake. Like
that's another thing. Like, okay, get your head out of the gutter, but it's like
69,
it's real.
But no, you'd want to keep the 69, right? Doesn't that make him more attractive
to you?
That he's 69.
No, 69. But who buys that this man is 49? by the way.
Yeah, that guy's not 49.
No, like, he definitely does not look almost 70.
Dude, there's girls that got fetishes out there for that kind of
for
shit.
For sure, but he doesn't look age. Almost 70, but he doesn't look 49
doesn't,
either.
He doesn't look 50.
He's definitely closer to 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his 60s. 65. I would say early, yeah. If you said he was 61, I'd say he looks a little weathered for 61, but sure.
That
sure.
guy probably gets more pussy than me anyways. Look at this dude.
Go for him.
He's got, wow. Looks like he's got money.
Yeah, fuck
wow,
this
that's
wait,
double.
Wait, so what does it say? Let's watch this video for a second.
Yeah, clip it off.
You just said the word pussy.
Is that allowed to be said?
No,
no,
it's 2019.
We gotta edit it out. We gotta get rid of
Jesus.
It.
Can we edit it to a coochie?
Then let's I said edit. Jesus Christ, and we gotta edit
it. I feel that. I suffer under my age because I'm much more younger than my 68. So when I ask for a mortgage, for example, they say it's impossible. If I go on Tinder, you know, then I get woman from 68, 69, when the women are there. And when I'm on Tinder, you know, then they say, okay, then you can lie for your age. You say you're 49. I don't want to lie. I want to be myself.
You're still lying
so
if you...
don't force me to lie.
So you just want to lie
I'm
legally?
Really 49 again, mm-hmm. I will have a baby again. I will buy a new car again. Yeah. I will paint my house again.
You want to pause it?
I go outside and I invest my money again. Because now I'm old man. You know, I have to save my money to give to my kids. So
this,
they can live.
Let's just call for Ralph for a second. This is such a good topic for a 9-piece podcast. So right there, I'm really interested to see her answer.
Okay? Yeah.
She just said you want to lie legally. But... ooh. There is an argument for what this guy is doing that is completely okay.
I'll tell you something. I don't disagree with one thing this guy is saying.
Okay.
Even as a woman in her mid to late 30s in the entertainment business,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every article that's ever about me, the first thing it says is my age. Mm-hmm. And the first everything, that's the reason why actors, because I could play, and I do play like, you know, late 20s. That's sort of like the sweet spot for me. And with dudes, I'm currently dating a dude, and I lied on my fucking Bumble profile age.
Ooh.
Because
it's the same fucking
thing. I know.
Day.
Did I ever
IKEA.
Say
did, IKEA?
Did I ever say I disagreed with this guy?
What's your age?
Let me tell you.
Bumble.
Well, my
please, what's your real age?
My real age is 38.
Okay,
I have no
good.
Problem with that.
Well,
I
no one's 38 at all.
Okay. Thank you. I also don't. That's fine.
38's the new 21.
I also don't. Here's the fucked up part. I don't care.
I know, because we live in an age.
I'm psyched about being 38. Yeah. I've never been more successful. I've never had more opportunities.
Yeah.
I've never been in better shape.
Yeah.
I've never had more wonderful, truly fabulous things going on in my life.
38.
The flip side of that is that you go on a dating app, and most dudes have their shit capped at like 35.
Ooh.
Like she, dudes that,
wrong.
By the
she's
way, by the
wrong.
Way, dudes that are 48.
She's ooh. Not wrong. She's not
right.
wrong. Okay.
And so then,
she's not wrong about any of this.
If I'm walking around and I meet a dude, he's like, "Oh, look at that young gun." I get hit on by dudes that are in their early 30s who think I'm their age or younger than them all the time. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't happen on dating apps because you're not even placed in front of them because of my actual age. Which again,
yeah.
It, what sucks about the whole age thing is I'm not the one with the problem with my age, but I found that the dudes who have their options open to 38 on Bumble are 51 years old.
Wow.
And that, I was like, I'd love to date someone my own age.
For the record,
by the way,
not me.
Yeah, Vinny's not
me.
And I'm not mad at a 50-year-old.
And by the way, I dress like I'm 12, but I'm 32.
Yeah. Right.
Look at my hat.
Hold on, I gotta go back to Jackie for a second.
It goes over my ears, guys. I'm trying to fit into Hollywood.
That is. Hold on, so how old is the guy you're taking?
He's 35.
Ooh. She's keeping it respectable
right there.
I don't want to date a 27-year-old.
She's keeping it respectable.
And also, it turns out the dude that I'm dating has his Bumble open to my age.
Yeah.
I think he has it open to 40. He's not a dude that like wants to date it. He's 35. He is divorced.
By
he has
way,
a house.
Time
like,
out
he's not
a
trying
second.
To date
a 25.
How long have you been dating this guy, first of all?
Just since March.
Okay. So you Bumble,
but I met him on Bumble.
But you bumbled on Bumble.
Well,
but you can't be actually looking for something serious on something called Bumble.
No, yeah. I know.
I mean, you really.
Hey, fair. Fair.
Are you going to have a life partner from a thing called Bumble?
I mean, she does have the
Bumble.
Message first. So.
Buzzing around my
butthole. You don't need to be on Bumble.
Don't buzz around my butthole.
Why are you even
I
on Bumble?
I was on Bumble for a couple reasons. The
Bumble.
First one was that I work 7 days a week. And I don't go anywhere. And
it's
I
hard.
Also the only
it's
place
hard.
That I go is the comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to fucking date any of you guys.
That's
I all I've ever point. Dated is comics ever in my entire life.
Life.
And I had to make
God
shut
bless
up.
You.
And I had to
don't make a drop of names.
Oh, come on.
Richie.
And I had to make a decision that was like, hey,
I just don't
feel like dating comics anymore. It doesn't feel like, I just felt like a lot of the lot of the comics I was dating, and this of course doesn't go for all of you, there's like a Peter Pan complex thing that goes into wanting to be a comic.
That's called being well, good, because
I'm a news reporter now.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
have that.
But I think when you're a male comic, it compounds that exponentially, and then you're dealing with like I think a lot of the dudes that I've dated are, you know, now in their late 40s and still like super into doing like characters and stuff. And they're funny as a motherfucker, but they're not trying to have kids.
Wait, what is doing characters?
No, like as like
to
as
do with responsibility.
It doesn't have to do with responsibility,
like do
but
voices.
It definitely. Yeah, who do you think I'm talking to, by the way? But it's not.
I own property.
It has to do with. So does he.
Yes.
It has to do with responsibility, but it's definitely ties into this desire to stay a kid and this desire. To be relevant and this desire to be young and not
in this
be tied down.
Jackie,
that's what I'm saying.
We just opened up with a guy. I say I know him because he likes me. He gives me hearts. This whole business is reduced to fucking middle school. And I hate to tell you, it's outside the business anymore.
It gives me hearts.
I have a whole thing right now. Like, do I heart a guy when he gives me a compliment? Or when they have the 6 likes? Do you give a guy a heart? Like, when he says a nice thing at the end of convo, instead of adding another word, do you just add a heart?
I give him
a
heart.
Is that weird? Is that legal?
Give him a heart.
Give him a heart. Give him a heart.
I don't see your hearts come up on mine.
Is this getting weird?
No, it's just right.
Hold on.
Just right.
Everything you're saying is true. You're fucked, but you're not. Because
but the
here's
first
the thing,
thing
with
I
women
say
is they want. Jackie enjoys the roller coaster. She enjoys the rush she gets from the heroin. Oh, the heroin doesn't want to settle down. Jesus, I can't date this heroin anymore.
100%.
We're going to cut to a commercial.
Hold on. I got to ask her a deep question after this.
But I want to say something first.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't forget your question. The first thing I will say is that when I'm on Bumble and I start talking to someone I like.
Stop promoting Bumble.
Okay.
You got
when I'm on a dating app and I start talking to someone I like, the first thing out of my mouth is, yo, that I'm not 30, like, not the first thing out of my mouth, but, like, if we actually start talking, I'm like, we're going to meet. Not that anyone gives a shit, but I go, like, oh, I'm not 35, I'm 38. And they go, like, okay. And then I'm like, well, I said that because I noticed that when it was 38 and I tell them what I told you guys and they go, like, oh, that makes sense.
Do they get mad if you lie, though? Do they say, well, I hate that you're lying?
No one has.
No, I don't think it matters.
No one's given
up. I think people get upset.
Because it doesn't go
they
on for 2 years before we even meet. I'm like, oh, yo, FYI.
Jackie,
this is my deal.
She does not need to be on that dating app, by the way.
She does not.
What are you doing?
It's crazy that you're on something called Bumble.
I just went on it as like sort of an experiment because I was on Raya.
I know.
And that was a disaster.
I'm also on that.
Oh, I hate
Raya.
Dude.
The way she says that. By the way, I was on Raya.
Tell me
and
you
I've never, ever went out with anybody.
I'm on it now and it sucks. I've never been out with
But here's the deal. Like I don't have the time. I know life is too crazy, but I wish you meet somebody like Jackie on Raya. Because I feel like the women don't have, no offense to everybody on Raya, but they don't really give that personality.
No,
you know
I think
what I mean?
The women on Raya, from what I've understood.
You guys
want to
sit closer together?
The women and men on Raya that I, from what I saw, it was really much, it was basically like the hottest people from Instagram.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this isn't my format.
Well, when it started, it was like a lot of celebrities.
Oh no, but that's
it was
what it's still celebrities. Yeah.
When
it,
do you think I was
is
on, dog?
How do you, Jamie Kennedy experiment? How do you think I feel when I'm on there and they're like, oh, do we go with this guy or Ben Affleck?
Hold on, wait, let's go back for a second.
Ben Affleck,
because you want you to remember
always
question.
Ben Affleck.
I got a question.
Batman, always.
So I want to know because you already told me what you said you were outside in the hall politically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh,
not.
Yeah, I'm progressive.
You're
liberal
progressive. So if that,
whatever, who doesn't
my
that,
question
I mean.
Is, if that guy identifies as a 49-year-old, do you accept it?
Oh, I like that question. I think to ask the courts to acknowledge it, I'm trying to discern.
Let's go right here, Jackie.
I'm trying
What's
to discern.
What's the difference between that and a gender issue, which we just made your podcast very controversial?
I mean,
gender.
It's why we chose it.
No, I think gender is is your choice. If you, gender is a spectrum, and I don't think if you,
why can't age be a spectrum?
Because it's a, because
it is linear. It's mathematical.
Yeah, it's mathematical. Thank you. Because it's not a spectrum. It's math. But, it's math. Like,
but what
you
is
say,
having a penis?
Because you're born with that penis, but you go like, oh, this doesn't feel like this is the parts I should have been born with, and mentally, my emotions and my brain and everything about me feels
so,
like
that
a woman.
Is, so that no, my question is then: so is what is gender? Because I need to be educated then.
If, I mean, I'm not
if
a trans person or a person.
If having a, so is it your designated sex thing?
From my understanding, I'm,
you
I'm
could totally
you.
Feel like a woman. Mm-hmm. Or a female in a male skin suit.
Correct.
We agree with that.
Correct.
So,
and the people who have that, who have been given this male skin suit but feel like a woman,
but what is,
their argument is, from what I understand, the from the trans community, what I understand is that is why gender is a spectrum. You can't tell me what I am. I understand I've been born with these parts, but I'm not no, just
so my,
a man because I have these parts.
No, but my question is this. If you are, so with this is age and the gender thing. So what if I'm born with a penis,
sure.
but I feel that I'm a woman, and a woman usually has a vagina.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
Yep.
So I'm a man born with a man thing, but I feel like I'm a woman.
Right. So that's called being a trans woman.
But how old are you?
What? Don't stay serious for a second. So what is my, it is, and it, so it's, I can change and become a woman, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Or you can keep it. You can keep,
and just
you
identify
can keep
as
your
a woman.
Parts
identify
as and
woman.
Dress
and
as a woman and
yeah.
identify
okay.
as a woman and say, I'm a woman, that's how I'd like to be called. Here's what my comfortable pronouns
yeah.
are.
And yeah. that's all makes sense. So
right.
my question is, mm-hmm. this guy is bio, is born 69.
Correct.
What's the difference if he feels
he's born 69.
49.
well,
I think to what Elton was saying is that
it's linear, it's mathematical. Age is like a widely accepted.
What does
like,
that mean?
You can't
no
can't
debate.
Cut the space time continuum to
yeah,
take 20 years away from his
but
life.
Hold on, there is an argument that you can feel like a woman, but there is no debate that you have a yeah. nine
right,
inch
well,
penis.
Okay, so
right
there's
feel.
No debate. So this is educated. I'm asking to be educated.
So gender in my perspective is a broader scope than age, right? Because age is like there's a timeline.
But is gender a feeling or is it a
well,
sex organ?
It's a big question.
It's a complexity.
It's a
and I think
complexity.
That's a big part of the problem that I think people who don't identify on either side of the line there with male or female are going like, what can't it be? We want everything to be black and white. We want everything to be little boys get blue, little girls get pink. This is what it is. But that's not the truth of
yeah.
how the human body works and how the brain works and
yeah.
how psychology works. And because of that, it's
yes.
not so cut and dry.
No, and I agree with all of that. But all of a sudden you go, well, age is linear and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what you're saying, how that is any different.
If you
don't feel 69, but you mm-hmm. have the years on earth to say you're 69,
yeah.
then you are mathematically 69. Now, a person is born with male parts,
yeah.
but doesn't feel like a male.
Right.
He is a woman in his soul,
yeah.
but he feels like a woman. But you could... You're, it's
well,
not,
that, that's the.
Well,
I mean, that's
I,
literally
so
like the biggest debate we're seeing across,
I know, but,
across the world.
But I don't
right
think it's that.
It's
easy.
Not like we
this is a new,
have
this
answers.
This is a new debate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but my question is this: I think the age thing could be argued just for the gender thing. Do you agree with that?
It could, but it would never succeed because there's not as many components.
Oh my god!
There's not as many components because with gender,
ageist.
You're looking at
ages.
You're looking at the wrong person and saying ages.
I mean,
but
with,
yeah.
with gender, there's so many components that like that formulate off there exponentially that go off from like the way you're born and then the way mm-hmm. your DNA forms and then the psychological effects and then the overall
well,
chemistry
all I'm saying
of your brain
is,
and
is everything is everything. You could be whatever you feel you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And if you were, I just want to know.
I identify as rich, even though I'm poor.
Yeah, like I just want to know what gender is. And maybe that is. Maybe people don't really have it mapped out yet.
I think everybody wants that answer. Like what is.
But people act like they know what it is then.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think,
Aaron, how much time we got?
We got.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right.
Let's,
I got it real quick. I'm gonna real quick. I'm gonna do.
Up.
I have yeah. a headline I want to share. Real.
That would have been a.
Can we?
I gotta run too.
You gotta run too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share a headline and then we'll close it
yeah,
out. Is that cool?
Just yep. read the headline.
And so
only.
It was a 1-1 tie.
Well, so now
one
we're
tie.
Now we're gonna have a tiebreaker.
We have a t-
oh, God.
And essentially, either one of you wins, one of you loses, or you guys beat us. I guess.
Okay. I don't have.
Oh, we can judge our. We can guess our own.
No, we're just gonna give one headline now. and then this will be the tiebreaker.
I don't have the full news.
No, but
story.
It's not. You should give two headlines, then we can tell you which is real, which is fake.
Yeah, we thought about that.
We're just going to give you one, and it's like if you get it
and
right.
And then we say
win.
Real or fake.
Yeah. Okay.
Got you.
If you get
here's
it right,
the,
you win.
Here's
you
the headline. Finland.
I feel.
Is this
27.
A
46.
No, you know.
Jamie
feels old.
Ah, shit. I just turned 40.
Go ahead.
Six. All right. This headline, is this true or false? Finland's heavy metal knitting championship is the real Pearl Jam.
Finland's?
Heavy metal knitting
heavy metal knitting championship.
Is the real Pearl Jam.
What does that mean?
Real,
what does that
don't
even mean?
Don't move your chair back. You'll kill Glenn.
So they have an actual like
Glenn,
rock
what do you
concert
as?
And they're knitting when they're on stage.
It's a death metal knitting hybrid championship.
So they play death metal and people knit.
Okay, what country was it?
Finland.
You know it. You know the answer to this.
What is it?
True. It's true as fuck.
What is
that
it?
That means it's fake.
Oh!
Based on how Vinny's reacting.
Oof.
Because you went. You said it's real, and he went, oh! You keep a poker face the whole time, and Vinny screams.
Yeah, but his scream could have been like, damn, you beat me.
No. Ooh.
What do you want to say?
What was it? Let me see it.
I feel like I agreed with you.
This is such a weird-ass fucking topic.
I feel like I agreed with you, and I thought it was real, and then mm-hmm. Vinny sold themselves out by being too excited.
So the question
is, now
he's can
sort
she,
of fake checking
she,
out,
yes.
So he doesn't... So now he doesn't...
This is why I love
can
her.
Can I put a chastity belt on his
this
face?
This is why she's so good, because she reads every moment.
All right, what do you guys think?
You know what we could do? We can split up, and then you can win, and I can lose.
And there's two
prizes. I actually am going to stick my pick, but I think you're right. But I'm going to stick my pick
and
say that
say
it's real.
Real?
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah.
Well, it was real. See?
I was right.
You're right.
I was right.
I was trying to throw you off.
Hey, so I beat your ass.
You beat everybody. You're the winner.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy wins.
We have two.
I identify as.
We have two prizes. Can you whip out those prizes? We have a winner and we have a loser prize. The winner.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, we're both going to give you. We're going to give you money after the show.
Oh, great.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No, we are.
You can reveal it.
And this is the reveal. Each winner and loser gets it. So, Jamie, congratulations on your win. You get an Echo Dot.
I won't use this because I'm
scared. You get some dress socks, some gold-toe dress socks, and some old Chipotle chips. Oh, man.
By the way, I
Jackie,
wouldn't eat that.
We appreciate you.
Hey,
guys.
I wouldn't actually eat that.
Real quick, we're going to... I wouldn't eat those. Those are stale.
They're from yesterday.
That's okay. Glenny can have one.
So, anyways, you guys, this was our first podcast. Come on, man. I'm a talker, by the way. Jackie, Jamie, I don't shut the fuck up, so this is really hard for me to be on a podcast.
But I won, right?
And listen,
yeah,
you won. Killed it. You won.
You're the first winner of our first episode. Right now.
I won.
Right now, you're the only winner. You were the
and if you both would have tied, you would have shared the gifts.
Which would have been impossible. So it's glad we both.
You would have had
up.
To each get a sock.
I am not sharing an Echo Dot.
All right, how about this? Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, let us know your social
medias.
Where can more of my people give
you
more
on
likes?
Internet. The Jamie Kennedy Instagram.
Give him likes. And then that way.
Follow me at Jackie Tone, JACKIETOHN on Instagram.
Yeah. Also, follow me because we never gave me an intro, Elton.
No. Well, that's because you screwed up the whole process.
I was getting picked on. All right. Vinny Fastline. VinnyFastline. Follow me on Instagram, etc.
And at Elton Caste or TFL on the internet.
Okay, guys. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, you could submit your fake and real news stories, subscribe, and share. We're going to use some of these stories in the future.
You can send them to at Real News We Made Up. On Instagram and DM them there.
Yep.
If you want to write your own or if you want to submit real ones, mm-hmm. and then we'll go through them and that's how we'll pick.
We're going to tune in every week. We're going to have hot guests every week. This is going to be fire. This
gorgeous.
Podcast is going to be awesome. I'm
proud of you guys. This is
thank
fun.
You so much.
Great.
You guys, thanks
you're
for
really
doing
eating
this.
Those chips.
Yeah, we got to get you. We'll go buy you lunch.
Also, this guac doesn't even look bad from yesterday.
I got to put it in the fridge, you know.
Peace, guys.
Love
thanks,
you guys.
Guys.
Thanks for having
love you.
Thanks for having us.